ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So I will lecture on the last verse, namely number 12. Right. Okay. Let me read up to then. Ayu param vayu abhista atulya lakshmi yo bhu rasaha sakala yoga gunashtivagaha jnanam chakivalam ananta bhavanti tushtat tvato ninam kim yu sapatna jaya dir ashi. O unlimited one, if your lordship is satisfied, one can very easily obtain a lifetime as long as that of Brahma. A body either in the upper, lower or middle planetary systems, unlimited material opulence, religion, economic development and satisfaction of the senses, full transcendental knowledge and the 8 yogic perfections. What to speak of such petty achievements as conquering one's rivals? Shishuka Uvacha, Adityayvam Stuto Rajan Bhagavan Pushkare Kshanaha Kshetra Gyana Gya Kshetra Gya Sarva Bhutanam Iti Huvacha Bharata. Sukadeva Goswami said, O King Parikshit, best of the Bharat dynasty, when the lotus-eyed Lord, the super soul of all living beings, was thus worshipped by Aditi, he spoke as follows. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Deva Mata Bhavatyema, Deva Mata Bhavatyame, Vijatam Sira Kangshitam Yat Sapat Nir Rita Srinam Yat Sapat Nair Rita Srinam Syavitanam Swadharmataha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, somebody.
Finish. You're in charge.
Some boy, come on.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Deva Mater Bhavatyame.
Deva Mater
Bhavatyame.
Yatam Chirakamsitam.
Jalam Chirakamsitam.
Yatsapatnerita Srinam.
Yatsapnerita Srinam. And the lady, please. Maybe two. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Deva Mata Bhavatyame. Bhagavan Uvacha Deva Matya Bhavatya Me Vijatam Sira Kangsitam Yatsa Padnairita Srinam Syavatinam Svadharmat Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of God had said, Deva Matar, O Mother of the Demigods, Bhavatya, of you, may by me, Vidyatam, understood, Chirakangsitam, what you have desired for a long time, yet, because, Sapatnai, by the rivals, Ritashvinam, of your sons, who are bereft of all opulences, Syavitanam, vanished, Swadharma Taha, from their own residential quarters. The Supreme Personality of God had said, O Mother of the Demigods, I have already understood your long-cherished desires for the welfare of your sons who have been deprived of all opulences and driven from their residence by their enemies. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, being situated in everyone's heart and especially in the hearts of his devotees, is always ready to help the devotees in adversity. Since he knows everything, he knows how things are to be adjusted, and he does the needful to relieve the suffering of his devotee. Omagyan timiranda siya gananjana shalakaya chakshur unmitam yena tasmai si gurave namaha si chitanya manobhishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapranti. Vandeham Siguru Siyuta Parakamalam Sigurun Vaishnavamsa Sirupam Sagajatan Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sarvetam Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitana Devam Siddhartha Krishna Patan Sahagana Lalita Srivishakam Vicham Sa. Hey Krishna Karna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kantanamustute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suta Devi Pranimahi Haripre Navansha Kalpatruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevi Ramonamaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gradha Sri Vasili Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. So it says in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Savasya Chamridi Sanivishto, Matasmitiya Jnanam Apunam Cha. I'm in the heart of all creatures. For me alone comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. In other words, whatever we know, whatever we understand, whatever even we see, even that is controlled by Krishna. We cannot see anything without Krishna. We cannot hear anything without Krishna. All our internal mechanisms go on under Krishna's control, under material nature, maita tamidam sarvam jagadavakamutina. And we are totally incapable to do anything without Krishna. Therefore it says in English language, or in Deutsch, der Mensch denkt und Gott lenkt. It's in English, man proposes, God disposes. We are not the car of the body, and we are not the driver of the body. Neither the car nor the driver. We can tell the driver, please go here, please go there. He will do. But he will do. Without him, nothing works. I mean, a simple thing I experience right now, an itch here. And I'm not the body. I'm the soul. How can I relieve? Why do I experience an itch? Because I penetrate the body with consciousness, as Krishna says. As the sun is penetrating the universe with sunshine, so the Lord, or the soul, penetrates the body with consciousness. So I'm conscious of the body, although I'm not the body. But how do I actually put the body into action? How do I do that if I'm not the body, if I'm the soul? I am connected with the body only through consciousness. That's the only connection. There's no other connection. So how such a simple thing like scratching my head, how does it actually work? Well, Krishna understands our desires from inside, like he understands the desires of Devi, Diti. And so he understands that I, the soul, Prithudas, wants to scratch his body on his head, his head. So Krishna goes to the telephone, hello. He calls some demigods who are in charge for that particular work and say, hello, this is Krishna. Bhagavan, what can I do for you? He said, can you move the hand of this person? Yes, Lord, immediately. It works. And I think because our desire is immediately transferred into action by the help of the super soul and the devas. Therefore, I think I'm the doer. But it is not. This transaction goes on in split seconds, with speed of life, practically speaking, of light. Everything, you can scratch, you can do the poke your nose, you can do everything you want, but without Krishna you cannot. Not a blade of grass can move without Krishna's sanction. That's what Prabhupada used to say, famous. You can't. You can't even scratch your head. As simple as that. But we are so blind that we don't see that. Naham prakasha savas ya yoga mai samavitaha. Mudo yam navijanati, Krishna says, fools cannot see me. And so the material world is a ship of fools, basically speaking. Because everybody thinks I'm the doer, I'm the lord of all I survey, and I can do whatever I like. This is exactly what brings us into the material world. This impurity, that I want to be the lord of the world. And so whatever we do outside of Krishna, consciousness, it is because we think we are the lord of the world. We take our time to do this and that and speak that nonsense and that nonsense, go here, go there, because we think I'm the doer. Yet, if somebody is Krishna conscious, he can wait for Krishna. There's a story I was told. One time Srila Prabhupada sat together with all the big men in our movement. Tamal Krishna Goswami was there, Bhavananda Prabhu was there. And they were discussing a problem that arose in the society. And Prabhupada saw, he said, Tamal Krishna Goswami, what is your idea? What do you think we should do? And Tamal Krishna Goswami said, I think we should do this and that. So Prabhupada said, not a good idea. Bhavananda Prabhu, what is your idea? What do you think? And he said, oh, we should do this and this. Prabhupada said, not a good idea. Then he asked everybody who was in the circle. The finger went around. He asked everybody. So finally, when he asked every single one and everybody's idea was not good enough, Tamal Krishna Goswami asked Prabhupada, what is your idea, Srila Prabhupada? And Prabhupada said, I don't have an idea. That's why I'm asking you. That's why I'm asking you. So let's wait what Krishna says. Let's change the subject. And they talked about something else. And after some time said, now, Prabhupada said, now I know what to do. We should do this and that because that. He got it all down to the T. And Tamal Krishna Goswami said to Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, how did you come to this wonderful conclusion? He said, well, Krishna told me. See, that's the difference. That if somebody is self-realized, he's acutely aware of Krishna's presence. And if there's a problem, he asks Krishna. Ask and it will be given to you. It says even in the Bible. You know, so when we install these deities here, Prabhupada said, now you can go to Gonitai, go to Nityananda. and say, my dear Lord Nityananda, I have this and that problem. Let's not try to solve our problems by our own intelligence. We have to rely on Krishna. We have to learn to depend on Krishna. And all activities depend on me and work always under my protection, Krishna says. In such devotional service, I mean, that's a wonderful sequence of verses in the Bhagavad Gita. Let me see. Here it is. In all activities depend on me. Cetasa sarva kamani mai sanyasya mat praha buddhi yogam upashritya matsita satatam bhava. In all activities just depend on me and work always under my protection. In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me. And Prabhupada says, this purport is fantastic. He says, when one acts in Krishna consciousness, he does not act as a master of the world. Just like a servant, one should act fully under the direction of Supreme Lord. Fully. Fully one should act under the direction of the Lord. As a servant has no individual independence, he acts only on the order of the master. So we do so many whimsical things. I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to go here, I want to go there, I think this, I think that. One devotee came to Srila Prabhupada and said, Srila Prabhupada, I'm thinking. Prabhupada said, don't do that. Don't do that. Because he knew what he was thinking was mental speculation. That's all. Don't do that. You have to hear from Guru, Shastra and Sadhu. Now this we can clearly discriminate by Sadhu and Shastra and Guru. And the Guru, the Shastra is in the center of this triad of the three. If the Guru is not following Shastra, he's not a Guru. If the Sadhu is not following Shastra, he's not a Sadhu. So the central piece of the triad is really Shastra. That's the conclusion that we have to go, what does Shastra say? Not what I think. My opinion, your opinion, what is the difference? This is all mental speculation. Our opinion is what Krishna says. Shatta. There are three pranamas, as we always know. There is, what is it, pratyaksha, direct experience. That's anumana, you follow. Anu means to follow, mana means your mind. Mental speculation, research also. And then there is Shatta Brahma, and that is actually the argument, is Shastra, Shatta Brahma. That is accepted. That's a very strong argument if somebody says, according to Shastra, not what I think, what you think, what he, she, it thinks. What does Shastra say in this situation? What does Krishna say? Because Krishna is perfect. In the material world, Krishna says there are two kinds of living being. In the material world, everyone is fallible. And in the spiritual world, everyone is infallible. And I am even above the infallibles. I'm above the fallibles and the infallibles. So what Krishna says is important. That's why this Bhagavad Gita is so important to the world. Because he is a person who is practicing what he's preaching. Prabhupada has a life of devotion behind himself. And therefore, a person like this, he is authorized to write a book calling it Bhagavad Gita as it is. He's entitled to that. Because he practices Bhagavad Gita. He lived in dependency of Krishna. I was told by Narottam Gupta, Prabhupada's doctor, Ayurvedic doctor, that one time he went with a tonga to the trunk road between Delhi and Agra. He wanted to go to Delhi, he wanted to catch a bus. So he saw Prabhupada, he told me, to sit under this tree. Under this very tree you see right there. Of course, this is his descendant. But he sat under that tree with cattle and he was chanting Hare Krishna. That's way before he went to the West. Way before. He was still living in Radhadam. He saw him under this tree, he told me. That was very special. God knows what went on between him and Krishna. Only God knows. And Prabhupada, of course. And see, 20 years later, a beautiful temple rises. This is Krishna Shakti Vinanata Pravartana. This is Krishna Shakti. He had that Shakti. Why? Because he was so dependent on Krishna. He declared his dependency. People want to be independent. They want to do what they want. Frank Sinatra, he's saying, "I do it my way," famous song. Because he is not ashamed even to utter such things. "I do it my way." It means he's a fool, big fool. Whereas a devotee, he wants to do the will, as in the Bible it says, "Thy will be done." No matter what it takes, your will be done. And we have to find out what is Krishna's will. We have to ask ourselves this question, or we have to ask Krishna this question: what do you want me to do? How can I serve you? That's the point. We should not make up our own ideas, our own plans. This is all plan making. We have to work on the platform, we have to stand on the platform of Krishna consciousness when we make our decisions. And when it is not clear, then we should wait. It's just like when you go to the forest and it is dark at night and you don't know where to go. What do you do? Make a decision? When it's dark, you can't make a decision. People come and say, "I am so confused." Confused we are if we try to make a decision when things are not clear. Then we are confused. Then we shouldn't act. We should not trade, base our life of uncertainty. So what have we do in this particular situation? We just wait till the sun rises and then it is clear. Here is a road and there is a ditch. In this way we can save ourselves a lot of trouble. So we have to hear what Krishna says, even through others. Many times we have to open our ears. What does Krishna want me to do? If you live in this consciousness, you will be very alert, because Krishna can come through a simple devotee to somebody, even a karmi. He can tell you something. I've heard the most incredible advice from people that were not connected even with Krishna consciousness. All of a sudden, I took it. This is the answer to my question. This is the answer to my question. But that is Krishna consciousness. We are conscious of Krishna. So let me continue here. A servant has no individual independence. He acts only on the order of the master. A servant, acting on behalf of the Supreme Master, is unaffected by profit and loss. He simply discharges his duty faithfully in terms of the order of the Lord. Then you don't lose. If you do something according to Krishna's desire, even if there's loss, there is no loss. Because the main important thing is not what you do, that you please Krishna by fulfilling his instructions. You're connected. Now one may argue that Arjuna was acting under the personal direction of Krishna. But when Krishna is not present, how should one act? Answer: if one acts according to the direction of Krishna in this book, as well as under the guidance of Krishna's representative, the result will be the same. The Sanskrit word matpara is very important in this verse. It indicates that one has no goal in life save on accepting, acting in Krishna consciousness just to satisfy Krishna. That's the thing, that we try to satisfy Krishna. In the material world, everybody wants to try to satisfy himself. Me first. Aham purva. Me first. Me first. Like the demigods and the demons. The demons will say, "I want to have the nectar first." No, me. No, me. Me. First, me. And they're fighting. This is going on since childhood. First thing a child is uttering is the word mama, which means my. And in Krishna consciousness we learn nirmama. Nothing is mine. Ishava shemidam sarvam yat kitra jagadyam jagat tena taktena bundita magrita akasya svetanam, that everything in this world is controlled and owned by God. One should therefore take only that which is necessary. One should not take more, knowing well who it belongs. It belongs to Krishna. Sarva Bhuta Maheshwaram, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, Krishna says. Everything is mine. But we think it is mine. Like in childhood, as soon as somebody goes to kindergarten, "This is my toy." "No, it is my toy. Give me this toy, this is my toy." And they're fighting. The sense of false ego starts arising early enough. To little children in kindergarten, always fighting over toys. Isn't it? "It is mine. Nothing is mine. I'm just the servant, of the servant, of the servant. Dasa, dasa, no dasa." This we have to realize. This is easy to say, but we have to realize that. So Prabhupada continues, Sanskrit word mapara is very important. It indicates one has no goal in life save in accepting, except acting in Krishna consciousness just to satisfy Krishna. And this is the idea that my mother used to say, God first, then be God first, then again God, then again God. Then the others, the others, the others, and then yourself. Right? So simple. I heard from my mother. She understood. She was a pious person. First God, then God, then God, then the others, and the others, again the others, and then yourself. But in the material world, aham purvam, me first. Me first. I want to be this, I want to be that, I want to go here, I want to go there. I do it my way. This is foolishness. Simply foolishness. And the whole world is driving on this platform. Me first. False ego. It's a ship of fools. It's a for people who have no desire even to turn to God. Because they're materialists. They are so out of touch with Krishna and out of touch with themselves. Because they don't fulfill their self-interest. Our self-interest is to link up with Krishna. Because if we do link up with Krishna, then everything works. If we do not link up with Krishna, we are in trouble. One thing after the other. One trouble after the other. While working in this way, one should think, I have been appointed to discharge this particular duty by Krishna. While acting in such a way, one naturally has to think of Krishna, this is perfect Krishna consciousness. So we have to give up this independence. It is madness. This independence, that this madness that is driving us from one form of life to the next. Since time immemorial, I, me and mine, as Prabhupada called it. That drives us from one form of life to the next. And if we do not learn it, not what I want to do, we have to see what Krishna wants me to do. That's why we are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Lord, please engage me in your service. Make me an instrument. This is the right idea, that become an instrument of God. Like Prabhupada, he was an instrument in Krishna's hands. And therefore he could do so much incredible work. Like when he didn't know, in this example I gave you before, when he was sitting with his senior disciples together, he was asking Krishna what to do. And Krishna told him. That is a perfect situation. At Arjuna Shishyaste Ham Sharimam Trampapanam. That's the climax of the first part of the discussion. He understood that whatever I do on my own, it doesn't work, it is simply mental concoction. It keeps us in the material world. So he was searching for Krishna. Then he says, one should note, however, that after doing something whimsically, he should not offer the result to the Supreme Lord. That sort of duty is not in the devotional service of Krishna consciousness. One should act according to the order of Krishna. This is a very important point, that order of Krishna comes through reciprocal succession from the bona fide spiritual master. Therefore, the spiritual master's order should be taken as prime duty of life. One gets a bona fide spiritual master and acts according to his direction, then one's perfection of life and Krishna consciousness is gained. I mean, Prabhupada, why can we say that of all disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, Prabhupada was very empowered, very special. It was him who carried the message of his spiritual master, Bhagavad Gita, all over the world. Palena Parichayate, by the result, you can tell the tree. There's nobody who comes even near to it. He was, I heard in Keshigat, he was living in Keshigat before he went to Radha Damodar Pari. There wasn't a temple in between even. In Keshigat, in one of these caves, now Tamdas Gupta told me, and he had to visit him because he had one malaria attack after the other. 7 in 1 year. And he said to him, Swamiji, you have to get a... He was not Swami yet. Babu, you have to get a room. Otherwise you will die. He said, I have no money. Krishna doesn't give me any money. He said, I give you room. And so he organized it. He was living like that. He was living by, if Krishna gives me something, I take it. If Krishna doesn't give me, what can I do? Dependency on Krishna. That is, the glory of a human being In fact, that means to be a civilized person, to develop his sense of dependency on Krishna. And if this happens, if one actually is able to fix his mind on Krishna, there's his next verse. Matsita sarva durgani mat prasadam tarishyasi. Matsita, if you direct your consciousness towards me. And the simplest way is it really to chant Hare Krishna, because you fix your consciousness on Krishna. You're supposed to. If japa should be of value, it is because we meditate on Krishna, on the sound vibration. That's the simplest way to direct one's consciousness to Krishna is Hare Krishna mantra, chant Hare Krishna. So, then it says, if you become conscious of me, Matsita, sarva durgani. Sarva means all and durgani means impediments. Where do these impediments come from? They come from Mother Durga. That's why they're called Durgani. Adi Yatmik, Adi Devik, Adi Bodhika. They come from Durga. One can overcome. How do I overcome? You will pass over all obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. There you have it. By Krishna's grace. So by Krishna's grace, Prabhupada could do what he did. He had Krishna's grace because he was so surrendered. He was lying in his room in Radharamuda temple in the middle of winter. It was very cold and he was very sick. So he was lying on a straw mattress. And so his god brothers came and said, Prabhu, you have to get a bed, otherwise you will die. And Prabhupada said, I want to use every single rupee for book distribution. Think about that austerity. I want to use every single rupee for book distribution. That determination, that strong determination he had to fulfill the order of his spiritual master, Krishna Shakti Vinanata Pravatana, that was due to his dedication to worship his guru, to fulfill the order of his spiritual master. And that's why we have to hear Srila Prabhupada, very important, as he writes, he's in his books, or the sound vibration. I found out you have in the mattress gift box, you have this nice little recorder. You can, there are 1,200 lectures, you just punch a number in and immediately the lecture appears. You can hear Prabhupada all day, or if you don't do anything, it goes successively through all the lectures of Srila Prabhupada, you just switch a button. Wonderful way. Because when Prabhupada speaks, I mean, Prabhupada, he wanted us to listen to his Hindi even, when he would talk Hindi lesson in Bhagavatam. He said, you should listen, because it carries the seed to devotion, his language. Even if he cannot, on the external platform, understand anything, it doesn't matter, because he is connected with Krishna, and the sound vibration of a person who's connected with Krishna is extremely important, it's extremely liberating. That's why hearing Prabhupada's tapes is so important. You should get yourself this box, 1,200 rupees, and you have 1,200 lectures, or 2,000 for the bigger machine. Very important to have. And then wherever you go, if you have a moment, you take a shower or whatever, you switch on, you take prasadam, you switch on, you can always hear Prabhupada. And become in this way supremely empowered. So here he says, if you are conscious of me, Matsita, sarva durgani, as far as all obstacles of life is concerned, mat prasadam, by my mercy, tarishyasi, by Krishna's mercy, one can do things. Like Arjuna, he could fight with so many people. How? By Krishna's mercy. Without Krishna's mercy, nothing works. Haridas Thakur used to say that it is impossible to chant the Hare Krishna mantra without distraction, without the mercy of Krishna. It's impossible. You may try, but we need Krishna's mercy to do that. We have to pray for that. Please, Krishna, allow me to chant. Allow me to chant. Don't lead me away. Because the Super Soul can also lead us away. Krishna can give us good intelligence, Krishna can give us bad intelligence. In the Bible, there is in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus said, and do not lead us in temptation. You ask every priest, they cannot explain this. How does God lead us in temptation? I thought the devil does that. How does God lead us in temptation? We have the answer. Because by Krishna's Maya, Krishna's Maya is also Krishna. By Krishna's Maya, Krishna is also Maya. So therefore we should pray, don't lead us in temptation. Close all the doors which are bad for me and open all the doors which are good for me. That's a good prayer. We struggle unnecessarily. We try to do things without Krishna, even in Krishna consciousness, and therefore we are suffering. That's why we don't advance. I know for myself, I wasted so much time in my life, even the Hare Krishna movement, because I didn't come to the crux of the issue, namely to ask Krishna, how can I chant nicely? How can I serve you? What can I do for you? How can I use my life, my time? Manasa deo ye yokitrum, my mind, manasa deo, my body, geo, my griha, whatever I have, manasa deo geo yokitrum, my dear Lord, I give to you. Nanda yokitrum, apilantua pare, I offer to you lotus feet, Nanda Kishore, O son of Nanda Maharaj. That is a prayer. Manasa deo, my mind. Mind is thinking so many things. Mind is always running here and there. So we have asked Krishna, please take over our mind. Help us. We need any help. In material world, people don't think they need any help. I don't need any help, they're thinking. I'm very powerful. One of our devotees, Rohini Sutta. Not Rohini Sutta, sorry. Who was it? Rohini Kumar. Rini Kumar, he met on the street Bono from the YouTube. And he gave him a book. And Bono said, do you know who I am? He said, no, I have no idea. I'm Bono. So he said, so what? Take a book. You don't know who Bono is? You never heard about the YouTube? World famous group. You don't know? He said, no, take a book, read it. It's good for you. I don't need that. He walked away. Fool number two. Fool number two. I know my own way. And so many people are under this impression, I do it my way. Vivekananda, Prabhupada, was one time driving with Samasunda into Calcutta in his car. And on every poster, on every tree, there was a picture of that one. This picture, you know that. Right? With a turban. And Prabhupada said, you know what he's saying? Samasunda said, I don't know what he's saying. He says something, don't you know? He said, Prabhupada, I don't hear anything. Let me tell you what he says. He says, I'm fool number one. Not even fool number two. Fool number one. You know, because he was on the mental platform. He was not absorbed in Krishna. He said better to grow eggplant instead of tulsi. That was one of his sayings. What is the use of growing tulsi? Let us grow eggplant. I mean, how can you be more materialistic to say such a foolish thing? Tulsi is such a dear servant of Krishna. And he likes eggplant. He's a karmi. This is what karmis do. They want to have this, they want to have that separately from Krishna. Everything separate, separate, separate. And in this way, they see everybody as separate from Krishna. They see the material energy as separate from Krishna. And they don't know how to use the material energy in Krishna's service. That matter is there to be used in Krishna's service. Our body is there to be used in Krishna's service. Our mind is used. It's supposed to be in Krishna's service. Our mind, our time, supposed to be in Krishna's service. That is Krishna consciousness. So if we can fix our mind on Krishna conscious, on Krishna, then we can pass over all obstacles of conditional life by Krishna's grace. A person in full Krishna consciousness, it's interesting, Prabhupada said, in full Krishna consciousness, is not unduly anxious about executing the duties of his existence. In the material world, everyone is in the rat race. I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to go here, I have to go there. Unlimited activity, unlimited ideas, so many things. And people work like dogs to fulfill their desires. And they amass large amounts of money. One of our, a person who used to come to the temple in Frederick Street, Steve Jobs. And he spoke when he was in, Stanford University? He spoke that in, at the graduation ceremony. He spoke and he said, when I was poor, I went every day, every Sunday, 7 miles to go to the local Hare Krishna temple to take prasadam. Very good. Taking prasadam is always good. Somebody went, told Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, I'm eating too much prasadam. And Prabhupada said, that's still good, but better is not to eat so much prasadam. So he took prasadam, but ultimately he died with $7,2,500,000,000. What is he going to do with all that money? How much service he could have done with that money, even if he would have just given us $1,000,000, how much could he have achieved? Which means nothing, $1,000,000 less or $1,000,000 more if you have so much money. How much work? He didn't have that intelligence. He doesn't have that intelligence. There was one devotee, forgot the name, I think his name was Mahamantri, became a sannyasi later on. And when he joined in New York, he gave all the money, he inherited some money, he gave all this money to the temple. And so when Prabhupada came to New York and he saw the Rath Yatra, so many flowers and everything so gorgeous decorated, he said, how did you finance that? And they said, one boy, he came and he inherited money, he gave all this money to the temple. Prabhupada said, that means he's very intelligent. He's very intelligent. That's intelligent. It's not intelligence to keep things for ourselves, just not intelligent. Much better it is to use mind, body, whatever in Krishna's service to preach Krishna consciousness. The foolish cannot understand this great freedom from all anxiety. People are in so much anxiety. Abhayam, abhayam, abhani, bhuishtam, kshom. My dear Lord, free me from anxiety, we pray in the prayers to Lord Nrisingadev. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That prayer. In this way, by turning to Krishna, we lose all our anxiety. Because one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I'm never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. And Prabhupada left his body yesterday, I was talking about it, or the day before, forgot. When he was leaving his body, I saw that the last thing he said, the last sentence he said was, his body was already struggling with mucus. You could see that. So he lifted up his hands and his hand didn't tremble. It's like a statue of practice. His hand went up like this. And then he said, and it took him about 10 minutes to say that, everything moving and non-moving, there's nothing but Krishna. This consciousness is called Krishna consciousness. That's what Prabhupada said. These were his last words. Second last words that I heard was that Bhakti Thiru Swami gave him medicine. Prabhupada used to like medicines from Bhakti Thiru Swami from Bengal. And so Prabhupada asked him, did you close the bottle? He said, no, Srila Prabhupada. I forgot. Prabhupada said, that is your disease. He said, all of you. You know how to open bottles, you don't know how to close them. You start so many new things, but you don't see the consequences. You don't see the consequences. You know how to live, but you don't know how to die, and therefore I have to show you. That's what Prabhupada said. And then he called, a little later on, he asked Yaduba to come to film his departure. Because I have to show you. So he showed us, up to the last moment he was serving us, he showed us how to die. So this dependency on Krishna, that was Prabhupada's glory. And therefore, if you surrender to Srila Prabhupada and to his representatives and servants of Srila Prabhupada, we are connected with Krishna. And if we do not connect with Srila Prabhupada and his devotees and do our own thing, we will be miserable and will lead us astray into so many different situations on the chariot of the mind. I want to go here, I want to go there, I want to do this, I want to do that. So many ideas that have nothing to do with Krishna. Krishna has already a plan for each and every one of us. He's God. He knows us. He knows you very well. And he knows exactly what's wrong. But for the conclusion, for the answer to what is wrong, you have to turn to Krishna. Or you have to ask others, asking this, let Krishna speak through other people. You have to ask other people, what do you think? It's already a good start. What shall I do? What is your idea? That's what we should ask devotees also, sadhu. Guru, Shastra and sadhu, we should ask. We should not be independent because, as Krishna says here, if, however, you do not work in this consciousness, but act through false ego, not hearing me, you will be lost. That's the situation. People don't hear. Hearing is more important than seeing. It's like when you see a devotee, you don't know what's going on in his mind. How can you know? We judge people very often simply by the externals. We don't know the heart of that person. Hearing is more important. That's why we have two ears and one mouth. And not two mouths and one ear. We have two ears because hearing is more important than even speaking. We have to hear Krishna's message. We should declare our incapability to know on ourselves what to do and what not to do. And if we don't know what to do, then we have to ask Krishna or we have to ask the representative of Krishna. That's what the guru is for. He answers questions. I remember I asked Prabhupada, two things I asked him personally. One time in Paris, I asked him this question that I was translating one verse from Bhagavad Gita. At that time, we were three people on a translation department in Germany, Satchinanda Maharaj, Gauravani Maharaj and myself. And there's one verse that one who chants the holy name, he has taken bath in all the holy rivers of India. He has visited all places of pilgrimage. So I said, Srila Prabhupada, I just translated this verse into German. Does it mean that I've been in India, that in my last body, I had an Indian body? It says in Shastra. And Prabhupada laughed for one moment. He found it was very funny, this Western boy thinking he had a birth in India. And he said, it may be, it may be. He said, but important is you should understand that I have created your good fortune. Prabhupada created our good fortune. You know? That is, and the other thing, one time I asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, can I ask you what is happening in your internal life? It was a crazy question. I mean, I dared to ask Prabhupada this question. He didn't reply. He kept walking. I said, Srila Prabhupada, can I ask still the same questions? And he stopped. He said, looked very grave. He looked me deep into it. He said, that you do not require. Chant Hare Krishna. The perfect answer. Because if we chant Hare Krishna, all these we will experience ourselves. But from Natha Nivritti, we go to Nishtha, from there to go to Ruchi, from there to ultimately all the way to Prema. But there has to be Anatta Nivritti first. There's no question that anybody can think he's in Raga Nuga if he is not purified. Yesham Tvantakatam Papam Jananam Punya Karmanam Te Tvantva Mohinimota Vajantimam Dridhavrataha. One cannot serve Krishna without being free from sin. So there has to be Agyata Sikritis, Sat, first, to advance. Okay, so you are free from sin. That is the basis to advance in God consciousness. I mean, Christians are so mesmerized by the idea that Jesus died for our sin. But Being free from sin, that doesn't bring you to Vaikuntha. You're still in the material world. You don't get reactions. But that's just a station. In fact, it is said if we chant one time the holy name of Krishna, more sins are forgiven than we are able to commit in a whole lifetime. So forgiving of sins is not such a big thing for Krishna. He can do this at any time. More important or more difficult is to actually achieve. That's actually the whole issue. The crux of the matter is, how can I achieve love of Krishna? I saw in America, there's this Burning Man festival every year in the desert of Nevada, right? And the sign went up, unless we sin, Jesus died for nothing. Imagine that, unless we sin. So we have to sin, otherwise Jesus died for nothing. You cannot be more blasphemous and more offensive than to say such a thing. Even if you're liberated from sin, to keep on sinning is an offense. There was a man talking from the Bible. There was a man who was lying, he was lame. And he couldn't get into the water. There was some sacred water. Anybody who bathes in this pool is free from all sin. That was the history. And so he told him, just get up and walk. So the man couldn't understand. He said, get up. So he got up. He said, how is it possible that I can get up? I can walk. And then he said, but don't sin anymore, otherwise worse thing will happen to you. So it's very interesting, otherwise worse thing, that he suffered this is already a reaction. It's a karmic predicament, something, the seed matured, the papa matured into this disease. So if you keep on sinning, you lose it. It's right there. It's not a question, Jesus died for my sins, now I can do whatever I like. That's not the idea. That's by the mercy of the spiritual master. Yes, we become free from sin. At the time of initiation even. And then particularly if you follow this process of Krishna consciousness. Gradually we become free from all material impediments. And then what happens? As it says here, that by mercy you can overcome all difficulty of material life. By Krishna's mercy, not by our own doing. We have to do the best, then Krishna will do the rest. That is a philosophy. Without Krishna, it doesn't work. So in this verse also, time is over. In this verse also, it is stated that, where is this verse? If the Lordship is satisfied, one can easily obtain a lifetime as long as Brahma. A body either in the upper, lower, or middle planets. Unlimited material opulence, religion, economic development, and satisfaction of the senses. Full transcendental knowledge and the 8 yogic perfections. What to speak of such petty achievement as conquering one's rival? Everything by Krishna's mercy. By Krishna's mercy, Prabhupada created a whole society. He was completely under Krishna's shelter, Sharanagati. Even he was singing under this tree in the mood of Sharanagati. My dear Lord, you do whatever you want with me. I'm your servant. And so from there, he went to the West. It was difficult. One crazy fellow with whom he stayed, he ran after Prabhupada with a bread knife. Prabhupada had to run downstairs on the street to save himself. The boy was on drug by LSD. Can you imagine somebody runs after Prabhupada with a bread knife? What Prabhupada went through? Somebody stole his Bhagavad Gita in New York that he compiled. First Bhagavad Gita was taken by his wife. Second one he lost in New York. And the third one he started dictating when he had people around himself. And if you have the first 6 tapes of his dictation, they're still there. So he underwent so many difficulties, understanding it all as Krishna's mercy. Sometimes something happens to us some difficulty. Somebody tries to destroy what you built. Somebody takes away what you have. Somebody challenges us. Somebody blasphemes us. But we should know it is never between you and them. It is between you and Krishna. Because this person is just the instrument in the hands of God. That's what Prabhupada said. Somebody went to Prabhupada, said, Srila Prabhupada, one devotee stole my money. And Prabhupada said, he's just the instrument of your karma. That's the philosophy. So, what can I say? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. One question, please.
I have a number of questions, but time is there.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'll ask you later.
Okay.
Time is there.
Okay, time is there. I thank you very much for listening to my class. I wish you all the best in Krishna consciousness. May you all go back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.